You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Can you hear me, Pastor Malandure?
I can hear you, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
You know, a lot of things are happening to the network, but I hope I'll be clear now.
No, I can hear you very clearly. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Lovely, lovely. We're talking about the Christian perspective on mindfulness and meditation. And, you know, like most practices on mental and physical wellness, mindfulness and meditation can be practiced in a purely secular fashion as well. But these are components of most, if not all, major world religions, including Christianity. So what are they, and what is the Christian approach to practicing mindfulness and meditation? And so this week, from today until Friday, you are going to be helping us to unpack and understand and decipher this particular topic. So let's first start with the first question, which is understanding exactly what mindfulness is in the context of our conversation this week.
Okay, so mindfulness, it's something that anyone can practice, and also it's a virtue for one to be able to be mindful. You need to be in a state of getting to know your surrounding, get to know yourself, and get also to know the implications and the repercussions that may come after a certain action has been done, especially when verbal communication or response or being reactive to whatever it may be.
Yeah, Pastor.
Needs to be. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So a Christian must be a person who is very mindful, who can take a moment, a breather, and then respond to whatever it may be that would be surrounding a Christian. You cannot just pop up or respond anyhow to whatever it may be that would be surrounding you, preaching. Mindful.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Now, can Christians practice mindfulness safely, Pastor?
I'll give an example. And then, for example, there's an issue that is happening or something that has just confronted us. And you respond anyhow, but in a way, you then start to regret and say, I wish I had known I would have responded in this way. I wish I had known I would not have gone into the road and the toy, joining others. You know, the whole thing starts coming back to you like, I'm a Christian, man. I could have done these things better than the way I did, joining in the mob that's going after toy in the town, you're destroying properties, you get arrested with the mob. And they're like, but I'm a Christian, man. I should not have involved myself in this whole thing. I have a reputation to manage, to take and protect. Why did I do this? Or maybe someone may then respond in a verbal way, where they'll shout and say things, guesses and whatever it may be. And then later on, when they're sober, they'll then say, was that even necessary what I did? So being mindful helps you to know, I have a surrounding here, I have a situation that is before me, but if I were Christ in this same situation, scenario, how would have been my response to whatever it is right here? Someone here is not doing well, is infringing my right. Someone here is overstepping their bounds and looking down upon me. But if I were to be in the shoes of Christ right now, how was going to be my response? How was I going to react?
Yeah.
Was I going to pick up somebody? How was I going to shout and say things that are bad and tell people, hey, you don't even know me very well. Hey, don't think I'm a Christian and you do whatever you want to do with me. And then later on, you regret and say, but man, it was not necessary. I think I've overdone this thing. Now people have a different perspective about me. You know, those things that you do and you wish you would not have done that. So that's being mindful now, to be calculative. Get to know what's happening around you. Get to know yourself. Get to know your feelings, where they are. Get try to move a bit, a step forward into the future, and see what it's going to be after your reaction. That's being mindful now. When you speak now, you're speaking from or responding from a well-informed position in reaction. That will make you then to say, yeah, I know, well, it was worth it.
Yeah. All right. Does the Bible say anything about mindfulness?
Well, of course, the Bible does say a lot about being mindful. We must be slow to speak. I'll get you a quotation right from the Bible. And you, actually, a quick one to always tell you that let this mind that was in Christ be in you also. You not just jump into responding and to whatever. He had a lot of enemies, by the way. He had a lot of enemies. And some of these, if not most of these enemies, were people who were Jews, his own, something like this, that whereby he would easily feel betrayed. But he did not respond in a way that shows that he's disappointed, he's heartbroken, something like that.
All right, Pastor, we are having a trouble with I think there's a lot of noise in the background. We can hardly hear you now. I don't know what is beeping on that side. We definitely cannot hear what you're saying. There's something that is beeping so loud. We can hardly hear you. There's something that is beeping very loud that side. Can you hear it?
Okay, let me see what it could be. I think it's sorted now. Is the beeping still there?
No, the beeping has stopped.
Okay. So I was saying, if we have the same mind that was in Christ, I think we are good to go.
You'd
live amongst enemies.
Mm.
And you would dine with them. And the most painful thing to all that is that these enemies of his were his own people.
Sadly, yeah.
Were his own people. Not only his own people, he had actually come to die for the same people. So everything was to the advantage of these people. And yet they kept on terrorizing him, trying to find an excuse to nail him to the cross. So it was quite a painful thing, but there is no way where we hear Christ saying, I'm disappointed, I'm heartbroken, how could you do this to me? You know, he would always maintain his composure.
Yeah. Is the Christian, according to your understanding, is there a difference, rather, between the Christian mindfulness and the secular approach?
Yes, that's a fact, actually. The line may be a bit faint, but the secular approach then, it's always about rights, and people are claiming what belongs to them. They don't want to be taken for granted. That's why we've got people taking each other to the courts of law. And because of that, those people, they mind the political, they mind their personality, they mind quite a lot of things that are involved there, which is way too different from a Christian, where a Christian can actually swallow up their pride and their everything, and then they just choose to say, okay, fine, you win, and I'll be what I will be. They're easy to say, I would rather let go than trying to continue pursuing a fight.
All right, before we let you go, please just tell us more about that prayer that can be one very practical way for Christians to apply mindfulness to daily life in Thessalonians.
Oh, yes, the prayer, chapter 5, verse 17, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, pray, where it says you need to pray all the time.
So, but what does that mean exactly? Does it mean that I now need to stop working and pray all the time?
Oh, okay. The praying all the time, it's not implying that we don't work, we don't play, we don't sleep, we don't eat, we don't do anything. All that we're doing is we are praying. The prayer there is, it becomes a lifestyle. I pray without ceasing. I don't need a posture, a specific posture for me to then say, now in this posture I'm praying. Out of this posture I'm not praying. I only pray because it's a Sabbath. I only pray because it's now evening time, I'm going to sleep. Actually, people who only keep prayers between morning and evening are those people who are scared, because their prayer is, Lord, keep us today. Lord, do this to us, because they are scared, or they don't want whatever that may confront them, and they're scared because of that. But our way of life should be that prayer of Enoch. You know, the prayer of Enoch, he would talk to God in his heart. To a point, he would come to a market and he's asking God, which tomatoes should I pick from these ones, when he's buying. That kind of a connection whereby it's like it's a friend. It's not a formal conversation. It's informal. Hence, when we're talking of being mindfulness, it means I'm working, but whilst I'm working, I'm also aware that there is God. I also invite him for a discussion, for a deliberation. I should be mindful of that. I don't do that, exactly, if I don't do that, then that becomes a problem. Yeah. So that's what the Bible is talking about. It's not like when a Christian is being mindful, they cease to exist in this world. No. And then they start living a life in heaven where they are not there.
Yeah.
You don't cease existing. You continue existing. But, of course, being mindful, not to overdo things. To a point whereby even a person, when we are wronged, you just say hallelujah, and someone is stepped on your toes, amen. Now that's being fanatic, that's being, I don't know what you can call it, it's now bad. Be mindful. I'm not saying because you're a Christian people should just take you for a ride.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm saying. But the way you respond, as much as you are angry, but it should also reflect that there's a Christ in you. Maybe the magnitude you're going to respond in will show the difference. But unfortunately, some will outburst, say things that they will even regret, and that will not even show that they are Christian. Someone will then say, hey, you know what? With the level of what wrong I've done to you and what I would have imagined doing to a person under a similar circumstance, it was going to be really bad. But now you're a Christian. You have a way of handling things. That's being mindful. Someone comes here, impregnates your daughter, and instead of saying, now I'm going to a spiritual, whatever it is, a sangoma, and you're shouting, I'm taking you to the press, I'm taking you to the courts. No, this thing has happened. Come, guys, let's sit down, let's talk about this thing. Because we have an eye which is saying, what will happen then after tomorrow? Should we destroy bridges now because we're angry? And yet when we are sober, we want to use the same bridge to cross over.
Yeah.
That's being mindful. Yes, a wrong has been done. But now, should we destroy everything just because I'm a Christian? Then if I destroy, then what will happen tomorrow when I want to use the same bridge? I'm praying the same process. I'm praying. I'm being prayerful. But that doesn't mean my prayer life should make my being and my environment, my circumstance, my everything, just to turn into a prayer life where I'll be just saying, amen, even when something wrong has been done for me. My child has been raped. I'm supposed to be there and fight for my child. I can't say, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Do I have to do that? I'm a prayerful person. I'm prayerful.
Yeah.
But I should be also mindful of also my environment.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow as we're going to be further investigating and interrogating this subject. But for today, I must thank you so much for coming through. It has been a blessing having you on board. And we're hoping that we're going to be having a better line tomorrow. Today was not very clear, but we could get everything that you said. And let's hope that it's going to be a more quieter environment. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.